Koch-based Kislev, Sunday the 18th of December, Rabbi Avraham Katz. Who would have believed?
A very good morning to everybody. Thank you very much indeed for coming. And it's my pleasure to speak about a subject which I think has got the greatest relevance. I'm just trying to find the pasuk before I begin. Yeah. The question is, Chanukah min ha-Torah minayin? Where do we find Chanukah in the Torah, in the week in which we're going to have Chanukah, Bezras Hashem? Where do we find Chanukah in the Torah? So you'll say, why should there be Chanukah in the Torah anywhere? Chanukah happened approximately 1200 years before after Matan Torah. So therefore, why should Chanukah be in the Torah? Because Leke Milta de Loirums of a Torah. Because there is nothing which isn't hinted in the Torah. So therefore, even though Chanukah chronologically happened after the Matan Torah, you'll find it in the Torah like you'll find everything. So there are various well-known Ramazim and some less well-known. In this week's Sedra Miketz, which is usually Shabbos Parashas, Shabbos Chanukah, the Masader, that means the person who tells you how many Pesukim there are, uncharacteristically, in this particular Sedra, tells you how many words there are. And the number of words is 2025. So what's the significance of 2025? And the answer is Neir equals 250 gematria, and therefore 8 times 250 is 2,000. There's your 2,000 plus Chofei, which is the 25th day of Kislev, and there's your 2,025. So that's an interesting remez in the Torah.
Where are the 2,025
books?
Where are they?
In Miketz.
In Miketz. In Parashas Miketz. And he tells you that at the end of the Sedra. Then in the Sedra it says, Vayari Yosef Oysames bin Yomin, Vayomel Asher el Beisoi, Havei Hovei Eswa Noshim Haboiso, V'tovach Tevach V'hochein. That means when Yosef saw his brothers, he told his members of his household to prepare food. Tevoyach Tevach V'hochein. The last letter of Tevach, Ches, and V'hochein Vov Hei Chof Nun are the letters of Chanukah. So therefore, even though they're not in the right order, that's Pasuk Mem Gimel Tes Zayin, nevertheless, Chanukah is there to be found. The very first time that the Torah uses the word Oyer, since Oyer is the primary component of Chanukah, so where is the first time that the Torah uses the word Oyer in the Torah? Vayom Elokim Yehi Oyer. And that word Oyer is the 25th word of the Torah, and it's the first time that the Torah uses the word Oyer. Plus the fact that it says Yehi. Yehi is also 25. So Yehi, Oyer, everything to do with the command of giving light is 25. The Chashmoin, where are the Chashmoinoim in the Torah? So we know that there are 42 journeys in Masei. Vayisumi miskova yachanu b'chashmeino. So chashmeino is number, guess, 25. So it's the 25th stopping off place, so there are too many coincidences to be coincidence. Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, but three times is design. So there we have that. And then we've got perhaps the greatest, not the remez, but almost mefurish. Where would you expect logically to find Chanukah in the Torah? In the parish of Moyadois, in the parish of Yomim Tovim, which is parashas Emor. So there the Torah tells us in the parish of Yomim Tovim, and where does Chanukah come chronologically in the year? It comes immediately after Sukkot. The next Yom Tov after Sukkot is Chanukah. So if you have a look in the Torah tells you all about Sukkot, and ends, concludes, Vayidaber Moshe es Moedei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, and that's the end of the Yomim Tovim. The next Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor tzavis Bnei Yisrael, v'yikhu eilecho shemen zayisoch, kothis la'mo'er la'al leis neretomid, which has got nothing to do with Chanukah. It's a mitzvah of Hadlokas Neir and Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, but it's got all the components of Chanukah. Shemen zay zoch kothis lamoir lahal is ner tomid. So where is the ner tomid? This man has that. That means what light is everlasting? The light of Chanukah. So there we find a remez chosok ma'oid of Chanukah in the seder of the Yomim Tovim. And then the well-known beginning of the parish of Baloisho, which we lay on Zois Chanukah. And there, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Yidaber al Aaron v'amarto elov Baloischa saneiros al mul pnei ha-menorah yoirishev saneiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Aaron HaKohen the mitzvah of kindling and maintaining the lights. So Rashi, the famous Rashi, Loma Nismachol Parashas, Hanasim LeParashas HaMenorah, so that it tells you, Shekesh Ero, Aaron, that when he saw all the Nesim bringing their presents, LaChanukah HaMizbeach, and neither he nor his Shevet had a chelek in those matonis, to LaChanukah HaMizbeach, Chol She'oz Da'atoi, he became upset. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry, Shalachog G'dayla Mishalahem, your chelek is going to be greater than their chelek, that you will have she'atom madlikum meitivus haneiros. You're going to have the mitzvah of kindling the lights. So everybody knows the kasha of the Ramban, the famous Ramban's kasha. First of all, what did Aaron HaKohen have to be upset about? He was involved in Avodas Hashem all day long. He was the Kohen Gadol. He was the active Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's karbonis had to come through him. And when he wasn't busy in the Beis HaMikdash, he was busy Oyev Sholoming and Roidev Sholoming and Makarving Esabriyat. So that's also part of Avodas Hashem. So what are you worried about? You missed out this particular thing. Secondly, says the Ramban, even if you're going to say that Aaron HaKohen could say, but what I'm doing, the Avodas Hashem that I'm doing in the Beis HaMikdash is Mitzvah Va'isa, whereas the Nesiim, they were Sheina Mitzvah, they brought it voluntarily. So I'm doing what I'm doing because I've got to do it, that's my command, you've commanded me. Whereas they did it voluntarily, that was their free wish. So the Ramban says, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu console him by giving Hadlokas V'atovas Haneiros, which is Vaita Mitzvah Va'isa, which he's got to do. So therefore the Ramban comes with his Chiddush Gadol from Chazal to say that which Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoled him by giving the mitzvah of Hadlokah V'Hatovas Haneiros is referring to the Hadlokas V'Hatovas Haneiros Bizman by Sheini in the time of the Chashmei Noim. And so that is, even though the pasuk is Lefi Pshutai telling us that his schar, if you like, was the daily duty of Hadlokas Haneiros, but nevertheless it's referring, Lefi Medrasha, it's referring to the later, so then you can have a separate drosha, but not now, to ask what's the midah keneged midah. Why was it that Aaron HaKohen, first of all, what was his Chalisha Sadas? And just because of Chalisha Sadas, why should that translate into later generations to produce the Hanukkah story? And so just to tell you, so you shouldn't be left disappointed, just to tell you in three words what the answer is, Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. The Aaron HaKohen, you can never console somebody that you're doing plenty, don't worry, you're doing plenty in any case. If they think that there's something very significant that they've omitted, then they are upset that they've missed out that which they had the opportunity could have done. By telling the person, don't worry, you're doing so much in any case, it's hardly a consolation. So that was a midah of, that means wanting to do your best in Avodas Hashem, that was a midah of Aaron HaKohen. That was the midah of Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. So if you can translate that into the reaction of the Chashmei Noim, the grandchildren of Aaron HaKohen, when the Yevonim came in, should they practice religious pluralism and tolerance, and have a council of Yevonim and Jews, and discuss common ground and common worship, or should they say, Arois mit dir, Mahadrin min Mahadrin, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, there's no room for tolerance, it's got to be Mil Hashem Elai. That's the midah of Aaron HaKohen, and that's the midah of the Chashmei Noim. And similarly, when they came into the Heichal and they found only Tomei oil, they could have also have taken the laissez-faire attitude and say, leave it, or gone to B'dievet, Tomei Hutra, Mahadrin min Mahadrin. It's got to be the best, and it's got to be now, and there you've got the Nes Chanukah. So you can see that in a word, is in three words, is the midah of Aaron HaKohen translated. So there we see the Chanukah in the Torah. However, I want concentrate on B'Siyata D'Shemaya is a different issue. All that is interesting. It's interesting, but it's not what I want to talk about, having spoken about it. So it says in Parashas Miketz, Vayhi Miketz Shemasayim Yomim, at the beginning of this week's Parasha. So the Medrash says, on the Vayhi Miketz Shemasayim Yomim, based on a pasuk in Iyov, Ketz Tzom L'Choshech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings an end to darkness, Zman Nosan L'Yosef, Kamashonim Yaseb Afelo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the cheshbon how many years Yosef has got to remain in the darkness of the dungeon. Bavesu Asurim. Kimen Shiyagia HaKeitz, as soon as the end came, the time elapsed, Cholam Paroi Chaloim, Paroi dreamt a dream, and hey presto, Yosef comes out of the cheshach. So who was the cheshach? So Keitz Som LaCheshach. So where we find the word cheshach, this rings a little bell in the beginning of Bereshis. Bereshis Boilekim, the cheshach al penei tohoim, and darkness covered the earth, says the Medrash, there, the cheshach zeh malchus Yovon. This is the kingdom of Yovon. Why are they compared? Where's the allegory to cheshach? Shehechshecho einem shal Yisrael, they darkened the eyes of Yisrael, begazeri sehem, shehoyso eimeres lahem, they said to the Eden, Kisvon al Keren Hashoyer, write on the Keren Hashoyer, She'ein Lochem Chelek Be'elekei Yisrael. That was the Cheshach of Yovan, the Cheshach of of human reasoning, of everything, that means that human reasoning and human prowess and human achievement being the ultimate in what a person can achieve in this world, and totally denying the prime cause, Borei Olam. You may remember, those of you who've got gated connections, the late Rabbi Leib Gurewitz used to explain, what's the inyan of Keren HaShoyer? Why did I have to write it on the horn of a shoyer? So he says, interesting, those were the baby's bottles in those days. They didn't have plastic baby's bottles which you bought at the chemist. So they used to hollow out the Keren HaShoyer, fill it with milk, and that's what they used to feed the milk with, their little kinderlach. So therefore, they had to write on that Keren HaShoyer, Ein lanu chelek be'elokei Yisrael. That means teach them right from their earliest origins that they have no chelek in Klal Yisrael. They made a gezeira that the Yidden had to write on the keren of their shoyrim that when they fed the milk to the babies, you have no chelek in. That was their gezeira. They're trying to uproot emunah in Klal Yisrael, and you begin with the children. So Yosef, therefore, if the Torah, if the Medrash has Kate Som Lechoshech, then Yosef symbolizes the emergence of light, or the victory of light, light being Oyer, Oyraiso, Zoyar, Boyar. That means the brightness of Torah, Kineh Mitzvah Torah Oyer. So Yosef symbolizes the emergence and the victory of the light of Emunah over the darkness of Yavon. And that's a remit, that is a choshev thing. So where do we see that Yosef, why particularly Yosef? Why was Yosef zeicher to be the catalyst or the place where it's merumas that he was the one to foster the emergence of light over darkness? And the answer is we find a quality with Yosef at Tzaddik which we don't find with anybody else. We're not saying it wasn't there with everybody else, but it's the Torah stresses it, and that is Shem Shomayim Shogur Bapiv. Wherever Yosef was, he spoke about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it was in the house of Potiphar, or Potiphar saw that Hashem was with him. Potiphar believed in crocodiles. All of a sudden, he sees that Hashem is with him. Rashi, Shem Shomayim Shogur Bapiv. When he speaks to Eishes Potiphar, V'chotos Lelekim. When he's in prison, Lashem Pisroinim. When he goes in front of Paro, as we'll see, Bilodai Lekim Yaneshlam Paro. When he speaks to his brothers, pretending to be an Egyptian, Eswelakim Ani Yorin. So it's Keseda and Keseda, demoning, mentioning Shem Hashem all the time. This is the tremendous middah of Yosef HaTzadik. So that being the case, I want to tell you something which I feel is a Lamaisa Dikazach. Yosef HaTzadik, that means if we say that Yosef has got a Shaychus to Chanukah, in Kate Som Lechoshech, I want to say that it goes much further than that in a way which is very relevant. It says in the parasha yesterday, that is Peseu Vavigdoi, Eishes Potiphera grabbed his clothes. And then it's, and she said what she said. And then it says, Vayazoiv Bigdoi Biyodo, he left his coat in her hand. Vayonos Achutso, and he went outside. He ran. Vayonos, he ran outside. So that on the word Achutso, the Medrash says, Kofatz Bizuchus Ovois, he linked up with the zuchus of the Ovois, Shenema Vayoitse Oisoi Hachutza. It says by Avraham Avinu, the Vayoitse Oitse Hachutz, Vayoitse Oitse Hachutz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out. He took him out and he said, Habetna Hashemayim Usvara Kaychovim. So that was the Maila, that was a tremendous Maila of Yosef. So there the Medrash carries on, Shimon Ish Kitroin Omar, Bishutz at Smoiso Shal Yosef, Nikro Hayom Yisrael, and the zechus of the bones of Yosef, the sea split. Shenem Ahudichsiv Hayom Rov Ayonois. The sea saw him split. Bizechus Vayazoiv Bigdoi Vayonos. Yosef. So in the zechus of Yosef, it says Vayonos. Vayitzehus Hachutzo Hayom Rov Ayonois. What's the inyan? The inyan is like this. The sea said, so to speak. The sea said, why should I split? My teva. My nature is not to split. Water coalesces and joins, a small one drop joins to another drop to form a puddle. And so why should I split? That's going against my teva. People don't, we're not created to go against our teva. Well, as soon as he saw Yosef HaTzadik, who went against his teva, Vayonos Vayetze HaChutza, then the sea said, if Yosef can, then I can as well, and the sea split. So here we see a very, very important point. And so now I want to go into the next point, and that is Azoy. There's a Sefer Shemana Toiv, which brings from a Sefer HaParadis, who points out that there are 112 psukim in Parashas Vayeshev, every one of which begins with a Vav. Every one of the 112 psukim begins with a vav except for eight. There are eight psukim which don't begin with a vav. Keneged, shmoine yimei mila, ushmoine yimei chanukah. So what's going on? How do we understand that? So he explains that vav is vav hachibur. Vav joins. Vav is a hook, means a hook. It looks like a hook. It looks like a vav looks like a hook. It means a hook. And it's got the function of a hook. It joins vav hachibur, it joins things together. So therefore, whenever you've got a vav hachibur, it hints to cause and effect. That means one thing follows another. Two plus another two equals four is cause and effect. So one thing falls, so you could call that teva. The natural order of events where each thing, where there are events and consequences, and everything follows each other. However, there are things which are lamayla min ateva. One of the things which is lamayla min ateva is bris milah. In which way? Because when a Jewish man has a bris milah, it designates and it signifies that he has the ability, he's got the stamp of Hashem on his body, and he's got the stamp of Hashem on the Aver, which has got to be used, likedusha v'tahara, and therefore he has the koyach to be loichem on the koyches of tumah. That means he's got the ability to overpower the strongest of yetzaharath, l'shem shomayim. That is l'mayla min ateva. And Chashem Noim is exactly the same. The Chashem Noim had the ability to overcome the rabbim biyad ma'atim. Matisyon, his small group of people, took on a huge project to defeat a whole standing army, an actual military impossibilities, no chance whatsoever, and they were matzliach. So that is Milo and Chanukah in the Torah. Now, the Yisoid is like this. I want to tell you, where do we see this Yisoid? That if you do something, l'mayla min ateva, like Yosef did, and like the Chashmonoim did, you can expect great nisim. And the answer is in that pasuk that we used before, in where it says Vayonos Vayetze Achutzo Vayetze Oisei Achutzo with Hakadosh Baruch and Avraham Avinu. And it goes like this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It says Azoy Avraham Avinu Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu Skorcha Harbei Ma'od. I'm going to reward you with a great reward. Avraham Avinu said, "What can you give me? I have no children." So therefore, my reward should go to Eliezer, he's going to be my Yairish. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go outside. Uschora keichovim. Im tuchal lisboir oisom, vayim aloi koye zarecho. Pshat is hazoi. So Rashi brings from the Gemara Chazal, say mitz tagnisu. When it says, vayyotze yisei achutzo, what's pshat? Go outside. Go outside your astrology. Your mazel is telling you that Avram is not going to have children. That Sarai isn't going to be zeichet to. But put a hey on your name, Avraham. Put a hey on Sarai's name, make it Sarah. Avraham will have children. Sarah will be zeichet to children. Same, it's Tagninu Shalcho, go out of your mazel. And you have the Koyach Avram to go out of your mazel, ain mazel Bishra. From here we see a klal, the Yidden have got the Koyach to escape their mazel, to transcend their mazel, in a way which it would appear Goyim don't have that special zuchus and that special privilege. Ain mazel Bishra. So now the question is an interesting question. So that's fine, the Ksav Seva asks the Kasha. That's all very well with Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had this wonderful promise. So that Avraham Avinu has got the ability to escape his mazel. But we're not Avraham. We're not Avraham. So maybe it began and ended with Avraham. Avraham Avinu had that source. How do we know there has been transmitted to the Deiris? How do we have that? Ein mazel be Yisrael, which is us. And the Ksav Seva says, it says so in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayetzei Sechutso, out of your mazel, Habeinu Shemayim Soi Kachovim, Im tuchal lisfoyer isom vayem eloi koi yihyez arecho. Koi yihyez arecho, that your children will have the same zechus. So what is the operative word? What's the key word? Koi. Just like you, so they. Chofhei. Koi yihyez arecho. So I'll tell you something, I'm sure you've heard it before, but it's so special. Koi yihyez arecho. So the kasha always is like this. You know, when somebody has a simcha or something, you wish them mazel tov. So when you wish them mazel tov, what are you wishing them? Their mazel is fixed from before they're born. A person's mazel is kavoah. What you're going to look like, what your destiny in the world is going to be. The mazel is there. Everyone's got their mazel in this world. So why are you wishing people mazel tov? And maybe it's an exercise in futility. Mazel tov. Shav good mazel. Thank you very much, but it's meaningless. That's a good way to end the conversation. So, but the fact is, what are you wishing them? So when we know that ain mazel b'Yisrael, that you've got the ability to escape your mazel And a tefillah can also help somebody escape their mazal. I give you a brocha. A brocha can help somebody escape their mazal. So what is a brocha? A brocha is bar chofei. A brocha is you are eligible to be a member of the chofei club. Koi yezarecho, because koi yezarecho, that is the key, the koi to us enjoying that privilege of Avraham Avinu. Therefore, a brocha is a bar cafe, somebody who is eligible. And when there is no brocha, it's e cafe, it's echo. Echo means klolo, where there is no cafe. And who are the professional brocha givers in Klal Yisrael? Koyanim. A koyanim is chofei nun. There's a koyhein. He's the one that gives the brocha. What's the nun? A nun is double chofei. Chofei is 25. Nun is 50. Hamavorek, yisporek. When you give a brocha, you get back. That's why the koyhein are always prosperous people. Because they, even though they stretch their arms out, although some people say that they do this under the talis, nobody can see. But the fact is, they're giving out their brocha to Klal Yisrael, so the brocha comes back to them. That's the chofei and that's the nun. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduce the parish of Birchus Koyanim? So you can see that it all fits together. It's a beautiful tapestry where everything comes together. So the Shaila is Azoi. So whenever we are saying that, whenever you do something which is Lamaila Minateva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you a reward, Mita Keneged Mido. Then that is Vayetzei Yisrael Chutzla. So what did Avram do? That's an interesting question. What did Avram do that he should merit to escape his mazel? I mean, if it's got to be a midah keneged midah, unless it's a matnas chinam. So this is what I think. It's what I'm telling you for myself, so you can dispute it with pleasure. So the beginning of the parasha tells you, the beginning of that particular parasha tells you that Avram Avinu was worried. Al tiro Avram, don't be scared. What was Avram scared about? That he'd killed the human beings in the milchom against the four kings. Al tiro Avram, onoichi mogein loch, secharcha harbei mo'oid. I'm going to give you a great schar. So the great schar was, kayyezarecho, vayetzeh chutzo. But what had Avram done to deserve it? He had gone against Teva to fight his war. That's what he'd done. He'd gone with 318 men to fight four kings, and according to another chart, with one man Eliezer. And that was Kenegel Teva. Nobody goes with 300 men and then 18 men. And it wasn't as if Avraham Avinu was a great military leader. We can imagine that he hadn't fought. And nevertheless, Avraham Avinu is prepared to go against the Teva. So therefore, Avraham Avinu went against his Teva, and he was rewarded in this way that that he went outside his Teva. And we find the same. Va'aniva hanar neilcho ad koi. When Avraham Avinu says about Yitzchok going to the Akedah. So where? They're the same thing. Avraham Avinu was doing something keneged Ateva. To kill one's own child, Chalila, is something that one can't think about. And Avraham Avinu kol shekein, and in the whole circumstance that surrounded Avraham Avinu and that made the Nisoyan the greatest Nisoyan. And yet he was able to go again. He was able to do a Nes. Nes means, a Nes is against nature. And Nisoyan is against your nature. Nisoyan means against your particular nature. Everyone's Nisoyanists are different. But anything that makes you go against your nature is a Nisoyan for you. May not be for somebody else. So therefore, Avraham Avinu, that was the greatest Nisoyan. And therefore, Vaniva Nara Nilchad Koi, he understood. And then we've got Chanu Kofei. Then we've got Chanu Chofei. There we've got the letters Chofei again. They rested on Chofei. So what's Shat? The Chashmonaim went against their Teva. The Chashmonaim, Verabim Biyad Me'atim, to undertake a battle of that which was suicidal, then there's no chance they can possibly, they can be victorious. And never, but they were prepared to do it. Because Mil Hashem Elai. And so therefore, when you go against your Teva, then you can rely on Vayesei Oitza HaChutza, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards you with Koi Yezarecho. Therefore, you've got the Chofei in Chanukah as well. And then we've got, let's come back to Yosef. So let me ask you, I mean, since this Shir has been titled, Who Would Have Believed? So let me tell you, who would have believed? Who would have believed that Yosef could ever be a prime minister? That means Azoi. Imagine Yosef in the Boyer. Yosef's in the Boyer. He's shackled to the wall, or however he was. But he's a prisoner. He's a Nar Eved Ivri. That means he's got no chance from all three counts. Those are three psulim. Nar Eved Ivri. And you're going to say, Yosef, you know what? I've got a feeling that in half an hour you're going to be the prime minister of this land. So try and work out the situation. If you say the fact is stranger than fiction, then try and work out a way in which Yosef HaTzadik can be the prime minister half an hour after being shackled to the wall as the lowliest undesirable Jew slave kid in Mitzrayim, each of which is a psul. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges that Yosef interpreted a dream, and then he quick, bring Yosef out of the boyer, and all of a sudden he's arraigned, he's standing in front of the great Paro. So Paro says, now listen to this, if you want to see how a person can do things wrong, if you would be advising Yosef, you would say, Yosef, this is your big chance. Just be careful. First of all, put your tzitzis in and put your base nicely behind your ears. And don't contradict Paro. Paro is an irascible tyrant. And if you contradict him or say anything that he doesn't like, he's likely to separate your head from your shoulders quickly. So therefore, don't do it. You've already seen what happens to people who let flies and pebbles fall into the wine and the bread. So just be careful. So he says, Paro says quite innocuously, Vayemer Paro Yosef Chalom Cholam to your poiserei noisoi. V'ani shomati olecha leimot yishmach alayim lefsoirei. So I heard about you, young man, that you have the ability to interpret dream. And Yosef doesn't let him carry on. He jumps, first of all, he interrupts him. Vayan Yosef, and he answers. And you know, Vayonisa Vayomarito in Bikurim is Vayonisis Bekoil Rom. So Yosef gets a gashrai. Vayan Yosef el Paro es Paro lemo bilodoi. You're talking rubbish, Paro. Can you imagine how to win friends? Bilodoi Elohim Yan Eshloim Paro. So if you would be his PR agent, You'd bury your head, you'd be running for the exit, you'd be booking your flight to South America quick, because he couldn't make bigger mistakes than that. Yosef, I told you, you don't know who you're talking to. And look what happened. Hanimso kazeh ish asher ruach lekimvoy. So Paro has an amazing reaction. This is man is roy to be the prime minister, the administrator of Mitzrayim. So how do you understand that? And the answer is poshut. If you go against the teva, lichvayt shomayim, Yosef was shem shomayim shogah b'piv. He lived with Hashem. Hashem shvisi Hashem lenegdi somit. Shvisi says the Baal Shem Tov is shoveh in any matzav you are. Shvisi Hashem lenegdi somit. Prisoner, prime minister, with the HS Paray, wherever. Hashem is with me all the time. You're telling me that I can interpret him. I can do nothing. He sensed a slight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered, and immediately he makes a machor Hashem Shomayim. It's Hashem Elokim Ya'aneh Shalom Paro. When you go against the Teva, Hashem Shomayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same for you. Fine. So I want to say that this tremendous merit is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us, Klal Yisrael. That it's interesting that we say, you know, we're coming up for the time of the Olympics, and so it's Haim Rotzim V'Anu Rotzim. Haim Rotzim U'Mekablim Schar, Anu Rotzim U'Mekablim Schar, V'Haim Rotzim V'Einu U'Mekablim Schar. So what's pshat? That means a Yid has got the ability to go L'mayla Min HaTeva. When we exert ourselves beyond, above and beyond our capability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us Shaloi K'neged HaTeva. And that does not happen to Goyim, who are not doing it, the Shem Shemayim. Haim Rotzim, so however fast they can run 100 meters, they'll never get Kvitzas HaDerech. They won't have Kvitzas HaDerech. It's not possible. Masha Enkin, a Yid can have Kvitzas HaDerech. I mean, that's Ono Rotzim U'Mekablim Schar. Because we're plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we find, I'm coming to the end, so we find that this personal link, or this golden rule, the way you go Keneged HaTeva, you can be Zeicha, to siyat Yishmai Keneged HaTeva, we find B'chol HaTorah Kula, Pinchos, Tachas Asher Kinei Lelekov, Hineni Noisein Lois Brisi Shalom, he lived forever. Rochel, she gave away her whole future, and her whole Nitzchias, she didn't know the end of the story, and she was prepared to give away everything. She is the one in whose Zuchus Klal Yisrael will come back to Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech against Goliath, the little David HaMelech against the mighty Goliath, how can he possibly do it? He did it L'Shem Shomayim, and he was Matzliach, and he became David HaMelech. Shmito, when we practice, it happens in mitzvahs as well. We give away, we stop working, we do commit economic suicide to stop working for a whole year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, you go against your nature for me, and I will go against the laws of nature for you with Klal Yisrael. So Yeruchim, Rabbi Yeruchim says, how can we, our generation, in which after so many generations of Yeridus HaTorah, we're so far removed from the great heights of our parents, grandparents, how can we possibly be Zoicha to see the Geula? And Rabbi Yeruchim, in speaking 80 years ago, said that in our generation we'll be given the opportunity to have a Nisayon which no other generation will have had like we have. And that is the Nisayonus of Yosef HaTzadik Mamash. The Nisayonus which Yosef HaTzadik had with Eishes Potiphar, with Eishes Potiphera, that will be our matzav. Tumeim biyatzahirim. We in our generation, where tumah proliferates and everybody has the opportunity to do what they want in the comfort and security of your own home and kind of eisnish. You can have the shas on the shelf and the mehuda dikem mezuzas on the door and what you've got in the palm of your hand and on the screen kind of zonish vissen defin. So that is our zechus. That is our opportunity to gain the type to vayonos vayetze hachutzo, which Yosef had, which will link us to the vayetze oisei hachutzo. And that can in our own days, in the same way that if we everybody here, we are mechazik ourselves to do what Yosef vayimoein, to say I will take every precaution to ensure that I don't fall into the boir atachdis. Then we can be sure that Kate Sam Lachoshach in our days, and the Chanukah will be in our days as well, to Tumein B'Yatzahorim. Vayonos Vayetze HaChutzo, and Vayetze Oysa HaChutzo, Tzei Mitztagninu Shalcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should take us out of our mazel and give us tremendous mazel, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to stand against our Nisyonis, Lotzeis Michoshach La'ero, Migolos Ligu'ulo, Bayomim Ahim Bazman HaZeh, Amen.